Psalms chapter 18 and verse 20. The Bible said, "The Lord rewarded me." Everybody say, "He rewarded me." And then there's this big word, according. Oh, Lord. He rewarded me according to my righteousness. That means he rewarded me because I did something right. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according again to my righteousness," or what I did right, "according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight." Amen. Not what you think is righteous, but what he thinks is righteous. Amen. And David would say, "With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And with an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward." Amen. Praise God. Amen. He may show up with mercy if you're merciful. Praise God. He'll show up as upright if you'll be upright. If you'll be pure, he'll show up as pure. But if we act froward, he's going to show up froward towards us. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach a little while from this title. What do you need God to be? Amen. What do you need him to be? Hallelujah. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands and your voices. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Come on, why don't you pray that prayer? Oh, why don't you think about it while you're praying, God? There's some things that I need. Hallelujah. I need you, Jesus. I need you to turn some things around. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, is anybody willing to change tonight? Anybody willing to change tonight to get God to show up in their life? Oh, come on, lift up your voice. I'm willing, God. You speak it to me, God. You show it to me. I'll do it. Hallelujah. I want it, God. Amen. In a way of worship now, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you for blessing us tonight, God. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach from this title. What do you need God to be? Amen. Praise God. Anybody have a need in the house? Amen. A few needs, three or four. Praise God. God must have really been working miracles this week. Amen. I need God to do a lot of stuff. Amen. Praise God. But as I began to pray today, the Lord took me back to something that my pastor told me, and I've mentioned this several times to this church, and he would say this, that 90% of living for God is just getting along with people. Amen. I didn't really like it when he said it, but just like it always worked out, God would always show me later on that he was exactly right. Amen. And in Scripture, when you began to study how God deals with people, if you will look closely, and you'll see that God deals with people a lot of times the way you deal with other people. Praise God. Praise God. Sounds like a Baptist church, don't it, Brother Eccles? Amen. Amen. We're about to get there in a minute. Amen. God takes into account how man deals with other people when he deals with you. Amen. God is no respecter of persons. Can I just tell you, there's no DEI in the kingdom of God. To God, all humanity is exactly the same. Amen. In the kingdom of God, everybody gets an equal opportunity. You can make up your mind, I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to go over, not go under. Well, hallelujah. Or you can just lay around and end up in trouble with God and be defeated. But at the end of the day, I want you to know God is the one in control. He can do anything he wants to do, but a lot of his decisions are based upon how you handle your business with other people. Well, I might get quiet. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you know God goes home with you and listens to how you treat your wife or how you treat your husband, how you treat your children? He goes to work with you. And he sees how you treat other people on the job. Hey, I want God to show up at my situation. I want to be blessed. I want the kindness. Hallelujah. Amen. He shows up almost the same way that we show up. Praise God. I don't want to get anybody scared. I'm just preaching out of the Bible. Amen. God looks at our efforts and looks at our sacrifices and our decisions. He looks at our disciplines. Amen. Well, that was a bad word, wasn't it? He looks at our disciplines and, amen, and he does things based upon what we do. You see somebody successful, don't get mad at them. David said, my reward came because I lived right. Let me tell you, rewards don't come because of your last name. Don't get mixed up thinking that, well, if I'd have been born in that family, I'd have been. No. When you were born, you were born the same as everybody else, with the same opportunities. It don't matter what side of the tracks you come from. What color your skin is, what language you speak. Amen. When you're born, God gives you an opportunity to either rise. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to be, I don't want to sound negative at all, but I do want to tell you that, amen, God looks at our everyday life. Hallelujah. And he shows up a lot of times in the same manner as we show up. Praise God. You know what I'm preaching about right now? Amen. You can't pray, God, send peace into my life when you're causing chaos in everybody else's life. David is telling his story in Psalms, and he said, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Did you know there's nothing else that gets God's reward other than doing right? That's why I never understood people that are different in church than they are somewhere else. It's like, do you not understand that God is everywhere? God, I want you to, amen, I want you to speak gently to me when you're speaking rough to everybody else. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me talk to you about this righteousness for a little while. He said, I got paid. I got payback. I got recompense according to my righteousness. And then he begins to elaborate on what type of righteousness he's talking about. And it's simply this, how you dealt with other people. Praise God. Dealing with other people. Hallelujah. Some people like to keep a good fight stirred up all the time. I'm sure they're not here, probably on the internet. Praise God. Did you know a lot of the law is based and taught of how to handle other people? He said, don't say you love me and hate your brother. I hope this Wednesday night Bible study's okay. I got a feeling it kind of makes God nauseated when people shout around and jump around and say, I love you, Jesus, and then they get on the internet and talk bad about other people. Hey, I want God to show up and be gentle with me. I want God to show up with blessings. I want God to show up with a pure spirit in my situation. I want God to show up like an upright God. Amen. But there's some things that's going to be on our shoulder. Some ways we got to act and things we got to do if we want God to show up like that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This is good teaching right here. Jesus would say on these two commandments, that whole Bible is hanging. Well, I dress right and I'm glad you do. I got rid of all the old evil Hollywood. I'm glad you did. But all of that is hanging on two things. Well, I threw my Copenhagen away. I'm glad you did. Praise God. Well, I quit. Whatever. Amen. Got rid of all my perverted friends on Facebook. I unfollowed. I'm glad you did. But all those things hang on two things. And it's that you would love the Lord with all your heart and soul and mind. And then that you would love your neighbor like you love yourself. Well, it's almost Valentine's. I'm preaching about love right now. Amen. We don't need a... Praise God. We don't need a... I don't even know where that idol came from anyway. Where did that idol come from? Valentine's Day idols. Amen. I don't need the Romans or the Greeks to tell me to... that I need to love my wife. Praise God. And for sure not just one day a year. Praise God. I'm hung up, but we're just going to hang a little while. I don't like to hear mean people. Thank you, Jesus. Yo, is this all right? Amen. Let me tell you a reason you ought to let some things go. Because God's going to show up in the like manner that you deal with other people. Well, thank you, Jesus. It sure is quiet in here tonight. Amen. This was David's testimony of what God had taught him and what God had showed him. He said, God, with the merciful, you're going to show yourself merciful. Mercy is mentioned 135 times in the book of Psalms. And most of them are David either writing a poem, singing a song, saying a prayer, something like that. But he talks about mercy all the time. But amen. But David declares why he's receiving this mercy. The reason I'm receiving this mercy is because I've been merciful to people. I don't know, God's been dealing with me lately, and I've been praying, God, I want to be patient with people like you're patient. God, I want to be merciful like you're merciful. I want to be long-suffering like you're long-suffering. Hallelujah. Why would that matter? Why would you want to be patient with people? Well, let me just give you a little piece of advice. You want God to show up with a very patient spirit at your house. And so in order to do that, you got to get patient with other people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, there's a parable that says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Well, that's a lot. Everybody say that's a lot. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me. Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. Everybody say, that ain't very much. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. But the Bible said, but he would not. You just got forgiven of a lot, and you won't even forgive a little. And the Bible said he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told the Lord all that was done. Amen. You don't have to tell our Lord. He sees it all. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Well, amen. Don't let me mess up your theology. I know the Bible said that mercy is new every morning, but God's mercy ain't like a Joe Biden pardon. Well, you just get it because of who you are. Amen. God's mercy is something special. Amen. When God gives mercy, he's looking down on somebody that needs it and somebody that wants it and somebody asking for it and somebody with a right heart and somebody saying, God, if you'll be merciful to me, I'll be merciful to other people. Ta-ta-ya-da-bo-sha. Hallelujah. I hope this is going to be okay. The psalmist is saying, if you'll be a merciful person, when God shows up, you're going to find a merciful God. I'm going to tell you, there comes a day when everybody, amen, is going to need a whole lot of mercy. Amen. Well, praise God. I know people get all lifted up sometimes and confused in their mind, thinking they're all that and blah, blah, and praise God. And I'm glad you came a long, long ways. Amen. But let me tell you, there's a reason mercy's available every morning. It's because one of these mornings you're going to wake up and feel like a clown that you let God down. Come on, church, help me pray right now in the name of Jesus. I need to move forward. I can't move forward. In the name of Jesus, help us, God. God, help me speak the oracles right now. Give me wisdom, God, to say what you want me to say. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Boy, I feel the fear of God in this house. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, God's coming back after a people. Amen, and we better be a merciful people. Or we're going to find out that there's a God that's been watching us. Amen. We're not here to be the judges, amen, of mankind. We're here to love people and teach people the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be merciful. Hallelujah. The psalmist would say, amen, to the merciful, God will appear as merciful. Amen. And then Jesus would say, amen, in the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, he would say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain. Amen. It wasn't just a psalm. It was Jesus Christ saying, you better get that judgmental spirit out of you. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. When somebody backslides, we're not going to drag people through the mud and get on Facebook and talk about them and run them down. We're going to go back to the altar. Come on, I'm about to change, amen, the way some people think. Amen, we got to be the most merciful people on the planet. Amen, we're... Man, I'm hung up on mercy right now. Hallelujah. I was thinking today as God was dealing with me, my Lord, I want to be merciful to everybody. I know how bad I need the mercy of God in my life. Why on earth would you want to get bitter at somebody and hold a grudge at somebody and when all you got to do is just forgive people? I want to tell you, if you don't forgive people, you'll never be forgiven. And there's going to be no blood on these hands. I'm telling you, as the man of God and the watchman on the wall, if you got something in your heart, you better get it out. The Lord's coming back. We're not promised tomorrow. Hey, just forgive everybody. Hallelujah. Man, I grew up under the best pastor you could ever have. And man, I remember him telling us, the church, he said, if it wouldn't have been who it was, it wouldn't have been a trial. If it had been somebody you didn't know done it to you, you'd just... But when it's somebody that's close to you and they hurt you, that's when it becomes a real trial. But I don't care if it's close to you or somebody you never met. Amen. You got to be just as merciful as Jesus Christ was. Amen. I want to tell you, if somebody just releases some things tonight, you're about to go to a new level, huh? You're about to get joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. But I've been praying. Come on. Is this all right? I hope you got an ear to hear what the word would say tonight. This is what God dealt with me about today. When unmerciful people come to an altar, you think, well, I just feel like I can't break through. Must be the church. They're not praying like they used to.
It must be that the air conditioner's too cold or sounds too loud. Amen. I'm going to tell you why you're not feeling the mercy of God. It's because you're not letting other people feel your mercy. Now, if somebody told me you got to get rid of something before you go to that altar, or you're not going to get anything at all, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get rid of it. I didn't start this journey to give him 50% or half of my life or half of my goods or half of my heart. I come to give him all of it. And I want to tell you, one of the hardest things to get rid of is when you feel like somebody's done you wrong. Somebody's taking advantage of you. Oh, Lord. Somebody talked about your grandkids. Somebody got on to your kids. Yeah. Praise God. Boy, until I feel a release, I'm just going to hang out a little while. I got a lot to preach. The merciful, when they come to an altar, they're going to feel the mercy of God come down. You tell me how important it is to hang on to a grudge. Let me explain to you how beautiful heaven's going to be. A street of gold with a mansion, a place where there'll be no more tears, no pain, no sorrow, where we'll be forever with the Lord. Amen. Feeling the power of God and singing holy, holy, holy and having the party of our lifetime. I want to tell you, heaven's going to be beautiful. But I'll tell you who ain't going to be in heaven. It's those who aren't merciful. Well, I've arrived. I've been in the church 700 years. I helped whatever, but praise God, I'm thankful for every day you've spent. I want to tell you, but if it's a day where you're not merciful, it's a day not spent right. Boy, I got no more side. God's about to open something up. I want to tell you, we can never have revival if we hate people. You think God's going to send a new person when we hate an old person? You think God's going to send a new family when we hate an old family? Come on, I'm going to dig deep for a little while. It's time for you to get some things out of your spirit and go to a new level in prayer. I don't care if it's a preacher did it to you or a spouse or a sibling. I don't care who did it to you. If you were smart, you'd lay it on an altar. Hallelujah. Because you want God to show up and be merciful to your children. You want God to show up and be merciful to your family. He will show up merciful as long as we. I'm going to tell you, without a prayer life and without the word of God, the root of bitterness gets so deep in people. Amen. They can carry it for so long till they got a hatred of people. They got a desire to live for God, but they got a hatred of people. They got a desire to be saved, but they got a hatred of people. You can't hate people. You don't know how bad they hurt me. You don't know how hot hell's going to be. You don't know how deep the wounds were. You don't know how long eternity's going to be. Hey, I'm preaching under the fear of God right now. Hey, man, there's people, you don't even realize how short your life is going to be. Hey, man, and if you don't get some things out, I understand. I come from a family that if you do us wrong one time, we're forever done with you. Praise God. But God, I get it. Amen, y'all. Y'all know my DNA. Praise God. Praise God. And I know yours. Hallelujah. It's just like mine. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray. Praise God. I pray if I ever have to go to the ER, because it's one of my kids or me or my wife, or I hope when I get there, before I ever get to the elevator, I hope mercy's in the room. I hope if I get an emergency call, it's my people. I hope God don't say, if you would have been merciful, I'd be merciful to y'all right now. I want to be the man that David talked about. I want to learn the same lesson David learned. Hey, when you're merciful, God's going to show up merciful. Amen. When you're full of forgiveness, God will show up. Lift your hands to the Lord together right now. I don't know. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Come on, let's wait on the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, unforgiveness is one of the most dangerous things you can play with. Amen, because it's your own salvation that you're messing with. Amen. You know, people can't see it from the outside. Unforgiveness is it's a sin that nobody knows it but you. It's deep in your heart. Amen, and it feels good to hold on to it. Amen. People, it's like their little fidget spinner. It's something that they don't want to get rid of. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. Amen. And people hold on to stuff because it helps them feel like the victim. And that's why it gives them an excuse for why they act the way they act. Amen. When you get the Holy Ghost, my friend, you can't act how you used to act anyway. Amen. God gives you a new culture. Amen. God changes you from the inside out. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel it in my spirit that there's some people you may only have to go back a day or two to be merciful. And I feel some old things in this place. I feel old things trying to come up against this sermon right now, this message from God. Amen, that don't want to let go. I want to tell you, we live in a dysfunctional world. Amen, dysfunctional families. And my heart goes out to people that have had all kind of problems. And amen, but it breaks my heart. But at the same time, you can't be bitter. If you want God to show up merciful in your life, you have to be a merciful person. That don't mean you have to let them do it twice. That means you got to let things go. That means when their name is mentioned, you can't be filled with hatred. Boy, that means when you walk past them, you have to respect them. And why is this so important? Because we need God to show up in so many ways.
If God don't show up in so many ways, our life is going to be in a mess. But as I begin to study, it's like God would almost reciprocate. He would show up the same way you were acting. Because he said to the merciful, God's going to show up merciful. To the upright. What are you talking about? To the one that's just doing everything he knows right. God's going to show up as somebody that wants to help you do right. As the pure, God's going to show up in purity, in pure form, no motives. But the Bible continues, but to the froward. Oh, what are you talking about? To the disobedient, to the cantankerous, to the ornery, to the one that bows their back. The Bible said God will show himself froward. Two frowards. God said, if you act froward, I'm going to act froward. Begin to study it. The interesting thing is these two frowards were not even the same word. They were two different words in the Hebrew. They basically meant the same thing except for the one that God said he's going to show up as. It's going to be trouble. It's going to be cantankerous, but it's going to be deceptive. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God said if he's got a fight with you, he's going to deceive you. Boy, I feel the fear of God. I cried today. I said, God, don't let me be dumb. Amen. I don't want to be a bowed up and to be the, praise God. Because the Bible said if you're going to be like that, he's going to show up like that. Amen. He's going to make you think that you don't even need the Holy Ghost. He's going to make you think there's three gods. Boy, why would God do that? God said, I'm going to come back just like you are. I'm going to reveal myself the way you. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to be mean to people. I don't want God to be mean to me. Was quiet. I feel God so strong. I need him to be my healer. I need him to be my protector, my comforter. Amen. You know what's going to happen to people that comfort other people? You got a clue? God's going to show up. He's going to comfort you. I know this is a sobering thought to think that God's going to deal with you the way you deal with other people. It is sobering. You know what I would do? I'd get right with people. Well, they just make me mad every time I look at them. Well, you need to get the Holy Ghost. They frustrate me. Well, you need to get a prayer life. Well, they don't make you mad no more. Amen. What do you need God to be? Praise God. Praise God. You want God to show up as unstable? Praise God. I want God to show up as the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Show up, God. You know what I fear is that we don't understand the importance of this life and what it means and that God is watching everything that we do. Amen. Praise God. I want to be so careful. Praise God. Let me tell you one reason you do want to be careful is you don't know what people are going through. Don't be so quick to judge people and talk about people. Because I want God to show up and be patient with me. Does anybody feel what I'm preaching right now? Does anybody want God to clean them up? I know what it's like to feel bitter. It's a horrible feeling. I know, and the enemy wants everybody to be bitter. And if you dwell on something for very long, you're going to get bitter about it. You know what you got to learn how to do? Bring every thought into captivity. What does that mean? You got to put every thought into jail. What kind of jail? This is the jail. To the obedience of Christ, does this thought that I'm thinking, is it okay with what that Bible says? If it don't, I'm locking you up. You're not taking me down that road. Amen. I want to be the most merciful person. I keep going back to square one. I got so much to preach. Please forgive me. But God is dealing with somebody right now. Amen. I don't know what judgment is going to be like, but I think obviously time will be no more. So it would be nothing to replay every sermon you've ever heard your whole life in 1 second. Of course, there won't be a second. But I think God will play everything back. Amen. God, I want to be right. God, I want to be right. I preach Acts 2:38, repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. We don't believe in three gods. We believe in one. I believe in speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. I believe all that. But I want to tell you, you can have the Holy Ghost and you can still hate people. Hallelujah. You can hate people and not even know you hate people. It's just something. I'm waiting on God right now. Hallelujah. You can hate people that weren't even involved in it. You can hate people when it was God that allowed something to happen to get your attention. You know what I pray? I pray, God, let this be a moment tonight that we search our heart, not from today, but from all of our lives, and we prepare ourselves to meet God. Amen. Because one of these days, God's going to show up. And now I want to tell you exactly how you want him to show up, Sister Fernal. You want him to show up pure-hearted. Amen. Ready to be merciful. Ready to say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. How could he say enter in when it's a heart that's so dark with bitterness and hatred? And he told us, I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say. I feel like God's about to say something in this place. I feel like God's about to back me up right now. I feel it in my spirit if somebody would just lay it down. You're saying, I don't know how I could. I tell you, you can with God's help. Amen. If somebody will lay it down tonight, amen, and say, God, I forgive them for, I want to be merciful. You're about to experience mercy like you've never felt before. The greatest day of my life is when I laid it all down. Amen. Forgave everybody for taking all my stuff and messing me up. I love everybody and everybody loves me. I'm going to do like this preacher told me to do. Amen. I'm telling you, I felt the hand of God come up on me. I've never felt it so warm in my life. It was just like, I don't want to lose to that. I tell you, if you don't pray, you're going to get so bitter, you're going to be lost. I'm done. I'm quitting. Let's pray right now in Jesus' name. Jesus. Come on, let's find a place and pray right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bind every spirit from hell that would hold people back. Come on. Come on, you're about to experience the most beautiful feeling. Would you please? Come on, you'll unstop your well if you'll do what I'm preaching. You may need to go way back in your mind. Memory lane, God help me. God, if there's anything in my heart that ain't right, take it out. Search me, oh God. Purify my spirit. I need your mercy, God.